Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We often talk about the expense of aging and what it looks like and how to plan and prepare for it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you through experience, I think you would support me on this, that most people haven't done a good job of thinking through that.
Yeah, you know, when they think about, first of all, many don't even think about about aging.
Right.
Many don't think about some of the issues. When they think about issues, they think about the extreme end of it, meaning long-term care. They're thinking about home care, when they can't take care of themselves.
That's right, exactly.
But there is a long process between when you are retiring to being retired, to aging, to then needing help. And in that between time, there's really no planning being done, and there's no understanding of what costs. And I call it a slow buildup on costs.
Sure. Yep.
It doesn't always happen from, I'm good today, tomorrow I need long-term care. Like, it's a slow buildup, right?
Yep.
And so these are the kinds of things that we need to address, people have to think about, and plan for, because it's, you know, we talk about a health bucket and how people should have a health strategy and how assign costs to it and little things they can do in their home to be friendlier as they age.
Sure.
These are the kind of things that we talk about. I don't think most people are actually having those conversations, so we might as well bring some experts in to talk about these kind of things.
That's our job to educate, right? So we've got Kathy Mendham, who's a BSc MBA founder, senior advisor at Proactive Seniors Limited. First of all, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
All right. So that was a pretty big sort of lead in on all this stuff we've got to kind of try to tackle. But why don't we start with getting a bit of an idea about what are some of the different elements of aging that people, you know, don't realize are going to cost money as they start to age?
Well, it's a great question. You know, a lot of people are so used to our public health care system providing everything and not really recognizing that there is an expense that we are expected to bear as we get older. And so many seniors feel as if their care costs will be covered, and they really aren't in most cases. A lot of seniors want to stay at home. Most seniors want to stay at home, and to do so requires some investment, and it can require investment in changing the house, modifying the house, adding ramps or stair lifts or widening doorways, that kind of stuff. There can be some grants that can be provided for certain seniors that are in a low income bracket, but for the majority of seniors, that's an out-of-pocket cost. And so people need to plan and be aware for that. People expect that home care is totally covered, and it is and it isn't. Public home care is free, which is wonderful, but you have to have a fairly high requirement of need to qualify for that care. So just like Faisal was saying, there's a lot of support that's needed in between that might not be covered by public home care. So,
Kathy, let me just jump in there really quickly. Let's paint a scenario for you. And I'm going to use my personal situation. My father is in his mid to late 70s. I'm not going to say his age because he'll probably hit me if he hears this. We are both noticing, him and I, both noticing that his mobility is slowing down. Things are not the way it used to be, maybe even just 2-3 years ago. We were talking about traveling. He's like, I can't travel like I used to, Faisal. So I'm noticing things are changing. I'd like to sit down with him and plan for the different phases he may go through in the future and what we need to be aware of from a planning perspective. Now, you're the expert in this. When you hear that kind of a scenario, what should my father do from a planning perspective to be ready so that we can kind of get an idea of what's out there, what he needs to be aware of, and then what do I have to do as a loved one? And I'm also his money manager. What do I have to be aware of as a money manager when it comes to that type of stuff?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we call that early planning. And early planning is really important because people don't understand those costs. So the very first step when you're having that conversation with your dad or seniors are having it with their family is to talk about their goals and wishes, because it all comes down to goals and wishes. What do they want from their life? What do they want from their experience of aging? And then you can plan accordingly and look at what the options are and weigh out the costs of different options and figure out what fits into your budget. So by knowing, for example, with your dad, if he wants to continue to travel, then that's a goal that you want to help support him in. How can you do that? What kind of mobility supports? What kind of therapy might help? What kind of plans could be in place to help him? If he chooses not to travel anymore, if he's perfectly happy to say, you know what? It's not easy anymore. I don't enjoy it anymore. My goal is to stay home and participate in a club or do an activity that I like or still spend time fishing or walking or whatever. So you want to start with those goals and wishes. And then from the goals and wishes, you need to identify what the limitations are or are likely to be. And then what are the solutions to those limitations? What kind of programs or services or supports or therapies can be put into place to address those limitations so that the senior can still meet their goals and wishes?
So Kathy, again, that's fantastic. The early stage planning is excellent. What you just outlined for me is fantastic. And I'm telling you inside, feeling a little bit overwhelmed. What programs are there? What are the costs? What do we really need? What don't we need? How do we address those issues? Because I'm fortunate enough to be doing what I do for a living and having access to people like you, or I can you know, call on you to come on the show and tell me what to do. But when people are feeling this kind of feeling overwhelmed, what's the next stage? Do they hire you? Do they bring you on board and say, okay, let's plan this, or what do they do?
Well, that's great. Yes, we are the kind of people that are able to help people know what those services and supports are. So the challenge that families have is they don't know what help to look for because they don't know what help they need and they don't know what help is available. So it's a really big muddle and super overwhelming. So we come in and we help to identify what those issues are. What are those risks or red flags or challenges? And then we can share what are the resources and programs and services to address those challenges. Some are through the government and they're free. Some are through Alberta Health Services and you just need to make sure you get on the list in time. And some are through private services. But it's all siloed information and it is truly very hard to find. So a service like us can come in and do that quickly. We know what's out there. We know who's great at what they need, they do, and who to bring on board. But if families can't afford to have an agency like us provide that advice, then you need time. And time to do that research yourself and time to look into those services and programs because it is hard information to find. And if you're trying to do it in an urgent situation, you're going to end up paying a lot more money than if you had time to figure out what's out there, what do I qualify for, what don't I qualify for, what can my family support me with? So you need to plan ahead early and you need to have those discussions early.
You know, Faisal, we talk about a quarterback, and Kathy, we often talk about somebody to quarterback all these things because I think that comment is right? There's so many diverse areas you can go. Sometimes you don't even know where to start, speaking about feeling overwhelmed, right? So Kathy, as part of this pre-planning, you know, the expense of things we're not thinking about, and I'm not trying to pin you on a number, but I'd like to get a sense of a range. If a family wanted to engage your services to try to help get an idea of what this is going to cost through these different phases, what should they be thinking about?
Yeah, no, I don't mind answering that at all. We charge $1,500 and we're usually working with a family for about 3 months. What we do is we identify what the goals and wishes are and then what all those limitations are and a plan to address those limitations. And then we work through that plan over the course of time. And sometimes it's, you know, steps that we can help them do and facilitate. Sometimes it's things the family can take on. But we really want to make sure that everyone knows what the end game is, what we're working towards, and what the tasks are to get all the pieces in place. And it's much like doing a financial plan or an estate plan. We want to look at all the different categories from health and wellness and managing safely in the home and wills and personal directives. So we go through a really comprehensive list of things to check, and then we end up with a unique list of problems, and then we try and solve those problems. So that's our approach, and it's certainly an approach families can do on their own, but you know, we do it all the time, and we know what the services are that are out there and can get that done really quickly.
Kathy, just one more follow-up question. I think Faisal's got a question. Faisal's dad's in a different position than my mom. My mom's in a long-term care facility. So thinking about your services, at what point do you engage and what point do you not engage? So do you guys have a way to tackle my mom who has dementia in a long-term care facility and still work on a sort of the family goals and objectives and what the steps might be for the next levels of care?
Yeah, we come in at any stage. I mean, it's always better to start having these conversations earlier so people can be more prepared. But a lot of the phone calls we get are families in that long-term care stage, making sure that all the pieces are in order at the end of life, understanding what their end-of-life options are, and understanding how to optimize care in that kind of setting. Because long-term care, you know, it provides a great service, but it doesn't necessarily check all the boxes in terms of what a family wants for their loved one. So we can provide lots of advice on how to optimize that and how to make, you know, how to have conversations with the care team, how to just make that experience as good as possible. So any time is fine, but earlier is always better.
You know, Dave, a lot of people say, what's the cost and so forth. And Kathy was talking about the $1,500 over 3 months. What I basically say is, for that amount of money to have a plan put together, just the plan, will empower you to make decisions that are not irrational or they're too emotional at the time you need to make them. And so what I find is a lot of our clients who are taking care of their aging parents are making quick decisions so fast, and they're not looking at everything. And then it's not only a cost to them, but it's emotionally draining for them, where it takes them away from all the experiences they want to have in their retirement.
Exactly.
And so think of that as it's an investment, not a cost, because now you're empowering yourself to have a better life for yourself.
Kathy, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And the time you've been allocated, I think you've shed a lot of light on this. We've been joined by Kathy Mendham. She's got an MBA. She's a founder and senior advisor at Proactive Seniors Limited. This is so important. We got to talk about lifestyle and how all these pieces fit together, including the aging process and the quality of life that you want.
And we're going to talk about planning for your future so you have a bulletproof retirement on Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, the global economy is coming back. Are emerging markets an attractive investment opportunity right now? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.